What is it now?
Listen, I don't need any more distractions. You've been walking into my office all day and bugging me with things that don't really need my attention. So what is it? Oh, come on. This report's already been handled. I asked my assistant to file it 30 minutes ago. Well, at least she knows how to do her job and not make a fuss. Unlike some people. What? Are you jealous? Oh, I don't know. Maybe you're jealous of a woman who has access to me, perhaps. Or just that I'm praising her and not you. Is that why you keep bothering me? You want some sort of recognition? I don't know. Maybe it's because you keep bringing me these paltry little issues that are below my pay grade to handle. Fine then, suit yourself. Maybe you just don't want to admit it. Oh, you don't like me. Really? So there's not some part of you that is a little excited I'm finally paying attention to you. Oh, I see it now, sweetheart. It's very obvious. I've noticed you're always watching my hands. Whenever we're in meetings together, your eyes sort of wander while I'm taking notes, or when I adjust my tie, or tap my pen on the desk. Is there something in particular you like about them? They're big. Oh, sweetheart. All of me is big. I've noticed you staring at my chest, too. Especially when I wear that navy suit. I can assure you, you're not as subtle as you think. So why don't you just admit it, and I'll give you what you want. Admit that you have had less than, professional thoughts about me. About my hand grazing your thigh, slipping up your skirt. Well, for one, you could have left the room by now. I mean, you could have ignored what I asked and walked right out that door. So maybe, deep down, you know I'm right. But suit yourself, whatever you want to believe, but I know the truth. I know that you're just a little slut wanting to get fucked by her superior. Someone in a position of power. It turns you on, doesn't it? Have you always been like this? Wanting a man more powerful than you to acknowledge your merits. To tell you that you are so pretty, that you deserve so many good things in your life. Go on. Tell me it's what you want. I know. Is it now? No, I don't think it's time for you to go at all. You know, you have such a nice body. I bet it'd look even better bent over my desk. Now, tell me, do you want this? And be honest with me. I'm not a monster after all, and I certainly don't want to hurt you. But I could if you wanted me to. And some part of me thinks you do. There we go. I knew you'd say that. Close the door. That was not a question. Now, bend over my desk. Now this is for each time you have wasted my time in the past week trying to get my attention. all because you were too shy to step in here and ask me if I would treat you like a whore. Now, let's make sure the other side isn't left out. I would ask if it embarrasses you to be spanked, but I think this answers my question. Oh, you are so warm and wet. I think maybe you actually like humiliation. That's what it feels like to me. And if I just pull these aside... Oh, your little cunt is absolutely soaked just from that spanking. Such a naughty little slut. All prim and proper in your outfit, but secretly wanting to be defiled by me. To show me what a whore you are on the inside. What's that? No, that's not all. Now, I want you to sit in my chair. That's right, you heard me correctly. You're going to sit right there and pull up your skirt for me. But do leave it on. I like the look. You, still clothed, but exposing yourself to me. Oh, it makes you a little embarrassed, doesn't it? But you like. The humiliation hits a secret niche for you, doesn't it? Being made to show off, even if you act all reluctant. But you follow orders so easily. What a simple thing it is for you. As long as they're delivered in a commanding tone, it's just your nature to obey. Anyone who's had you as a pet before must have had a wonderful time training you. Oh, are you still faking innocence? All right, that's fine. You do as you like. Now, I'm going to eat your pussy until you beg for more, but if you moan too loudly, I'll stop. And you are not allowed to come before I say you can. Oh, does that hurt a little? Well, I think these thighs just deserve to be bitten and marked up by my mouth. I'm just going to leave some hickeys on them and on the sensitive skin right here. Oh, that's right. This spot right next to your cunt that is so, so fucking wet for me. Such a fucking whore. So eager for my mouth. Oh, and God, look at this cunt. Soaking wet for me. And absolutely gorgeous. I can stare as long as I want. You're squirming, but I know you enjoy the thrill of me eyeing your most intimate parts like this. Was that a yelp? Do keep it down, slut. But I wonder what kind of noise you would make if I just... Oh, yes. If I just pressed my tongue against your wet pussy... Mm. 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 Oh, that's right. Tasting you and feeling you writhing against my mouth. Oh, God, you're taking it so well. Oh, but I can tell you're trying so hard to hold back. Come on, don't be so loud. That's it. That's it. Oh, yes. God, I just want you to melt under my tongue. I want you to feel my hands gripping your thighs and my face pressed into you. What's that? More? Do you think you deserve it? No, you have not earned my cock. But if you beg some more, I might just let you have my fingers. Oh, is that all you have, those pathetic little whimpers? Come on, I know you can use your words. You're normally such a professional woman. Whatever could be making you so incoherent? Oh, is that so? Well, maybe now you'll stop begging for attention now that you've gotten it. Or, more likely, you will find many, many more reasons to come into my office. Now beg like you mean it. That's it. Now, I think you can take two fingers, don't you? Oh, that's it. No, oh, is it too much? No. Oh, I know. You're squeezing so tightly around my fingers. Oh, is this what you thought of during our meetings when you were looking at my hands? Imagining how these big fingers could fill you up so well, or how my hand would look around your tiny throat. I figured it makes sense that a whore like you would want that. Hey, hey. Quiet down. You know there's offices near mine. You don't want to get caught, do you? Unless... Oh, I wonder... Are you an exhibitionist, too? Oh, you filthy whore. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's it. That's right. You ask me. You beg if you want release. Oh, I might need to cover your mouth if you're going to be that loud. Oh, yes, that's it. That's right. I want you to come all over my fingers. Oh, go on. Go on. You do it for me, little slut. Oh, that's it. That's it. What a pathetic, slutty little bitch. Oh, that's right. Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. Fucking do it. That's right. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck.
that's it, little slut.
Oh, you look so pretty like that. Now here, I want you to clean off my fingers. That's right, I want you to taste yourself on me. Mm. That's it, good girl. Lick it all off my fingers. Oh, isn't it good? You see why I wanted my face buried in that perfect pussy of yours. Oh, God. You were so perfectly slutty for me. Now, you are not to speak a word of this to anyone, or else you won't get any more of me. Understand? Oh, good. If you behave, I'll fuck you tomorrow. Oh, you know, you still do irritate me, but you have a pretty pussy, and to be honest, I can't wait to stretch it out while you moan my name. What? Oh, I never said you were incompetent. I appreciate what you do, and that's why I wanted to make you feel good. You're not a complete bitch after all. Anyway. I'll call you in when you're needed. Now, go get cleaned up and finish your work. After all, you can't leave those idiots in the office alone for long.